Our cover story for the month of June deals with the blessings of fellowship. It is entitled, A Godly Give and Take. Our faith that connects us to our Savior also connects us to other believers in Christ. As 1 John 1:3 says, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. In this household of faith, good works are done out of love to support each other. Brothers and sisters in Christ give and receive comfort, encouragement, cooperation, reminders, admonition, forgiveness, and refreshment. They also pray for and edify each other. Galatians 6:10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. But the devil and our old Adam attempt to corrupt and prevent good works. We're tempted to help others only if we profit. We decline to encourage others because it is unnecessary. We refrain from admonishing when we should because we're timid, or say, it's none of my business. And sometimes we're lazy. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for avoiding opportunities to help others. The Bible tells of brethren supporting brethren. For example, consider Jonathan meeting with David at a time when King Saul was trying to kill David. Jonathan went to David and strengthened his hand in God. Humanly speaking, it would have been safer for Jonathan to avoid David, lest Saul find out and become angry. Or why even bother reminding David that God would protect him? After all, it was David who said earlier, "The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, He will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine," that is Goliath. But Jonathan, making no excuses, went to David and offered encouragement. Speaking of reminders, the Apostle Peter, watchful of his fellow believers' souls, said, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right to stir you up by reminding you." 2 Peter 1, verse 10 to 13. It's a blessing, not an annoyance, when brethren remind us of what God said. In 2 Samuel, we learn that God sent His prophet Nathan to rebuke King David. Imagine the excuses one could invent to avoid rebuking a king. But consider the blessings. David repented, and the Lord forgave him. We are to rebuke a brother or sister who sins against us, and if he repents, forgive him. One last example of a blessing of Christian fellowship. Onesiphorus was not ashamed of Paul's chains and ministered to Paul when the apostle was imprisoned. These visits refreshed Paul. Blessings of fellowship also occur when believers worship God together. Hebrews 10, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Finally, just knowing that others in the family of believers undergo trials similar to ours strengthens us. 1 Peter 5, resist him, that is the devil, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. From the Lutheran hymnal, number 464, blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares, We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. Yes, one in Christ and one in heart, we hope to meet again. Amen. This article is written by Carl Omundson, retired teacher living in Kasota, Minnesota.